Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode. This is the Skate Dance Move podcast, and I definitely share it over skating success. I want to reach the most people possible, and hopefully, even if this is shared with one or two people that actually get value out of it, that would make my day. So if that's true for you, please let me know. Everything is at Skating Success on social media, so please let me know if this actually helps you. All right, we're going to jump right into the episode. So today's episode is about how you learn. How you learn. We have so many things in life that we're trying to learn. And this episode is specific to the vein of learning that happens in choreography. So when we're learning choreography on the ice, or maybe even in an off-ice dance class, what we're learning is a string of movements that gets put together by the choreographer or the teacher that we are then trying to memorize. So you're actually teaching your body a string of movements that are all little pieces separated, and you're trying to create a fluid or connected way of putting those movements together. So there's a little bit that happens here that's actually really fun if you can get into the process. So first thing is, you're going to be learning it intellectually. So what do I mean by that? When you learn something intellectually, you understand it in your mind. So if I bring my arms up over my head and you see me do that, you can just process that. You'll look at me and go, oh, her hands are up above her head. And then you can mimic or repeat that movement in your own body. So by looking at the other person or understanding it in your own mind, the second step becomes telling your body to then create that movement yourself. So there's a little bit of a transfer of knowledge that happens there. When you're doing the first thing, you're actually trying to make sense of it in your own mind. And then the second step is, how do I translate that into me telling my body to do the same type of movement? So then once you've seen it or discovered it or understand it intellectually, and you've done the second step, which is, okay, now I want to translate that into my body doing that same movement. That third step becomes, can I reproduce that movement all by myself? As in, can I memorize it? Can I repeat it whenever I want my body to do that same movement? So that's kind of that, if I really simplify it, that is that three-step process that one is going through when learning choreography or a set of movements. Now, sounds all good and fine when it's just put your arms over your head. I'm pretty sure most people could figure that out or could even memorize it. Even when we get quite a few steps and turns together, it can be pretty simple. But if it gets complicated or gets long, then it can be a little bit more challenging to memorize. So there's a couple things that happen here. Number one, your brain actually learns in chunks, meaning you're learning, let's say, a little segment of choreography and a little group of movements. And then let's say the choreographer does a pause and says, okay, I'm going to go and work on the next section and come back to you. When you go to learn that second set of movements, you're actually learning a different chunk of movement from the first chunk. And one of the things that happens with that is your brain, and I know this is really strange, but your brain is actually memorizing that chunk of information. So this is the step one again, that intellectual step. It's memorizing it as a separate piece from the first piece. Literally, in the brain, it's a different piece of information. So if you go to do that routine, it makes sense that when you're first learning it, it kind of feels like start, stop, start, stop. The brain goes, oh, I know this piece. Arms up, turn around, side hop, and go. And then the brain pauses and goes, wait a minute, what's next? And that's where you have to insert, oh, now I go to the next piece of choreography, which is what you learned second or third or fourth and so on. So a lot of people think, oh, I'm slow at learning choreography. Or when people watch it from the outside, I've heard people say, oh, you know, I think so-and-so may be having a tough time learning that. But that's actually just the process of learning. We learn as humans in chunks. Think of a phone number. Have you ever memorized a phone number? I know we don't do it very much anymore because everything's programmed in the smartphone, which I always laugh because if I forget my phone somewhere, I can't call anybody. probably except myself or my husband. But if you learn a phone number or someone's address or even someone's name, you learn it as a chunk of information, right? 992-3474. Right? There's a rhythm and almost like a little packaging of that piece of information. And it's weird because we think to ourselves, well, okay, so why does the brain do it that way? And it's just very convenient for the brain to put things into small learning chunks. But then the mastery or the next level or the way that you finally see somebody that does a program from start to finish and everything looks fluid is because they've taken the totally next step and next level of that performance and gone, I need to now create links between the chunks of information. So first thing that I really want to hone in on here is not to be hard on yourself when you're doing the learning process. It doesn't look fluid right away. Even though the choreographer goes and does it all, remember, it's coming out of the choreographer's brain. Here's a great example. If you sit down and you write a story or an essay or a poem and you know that because it came from you, because it was born out of your imagination, you don't have any trouble jumping back into that story anywhere in the story and explaining it to somebody or saying, hey, I wrote this story. It's about a girl and she meets this boy and the boy plays basketball and he's got cool hair, blah, 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 blah. However, if we switch that around and you read a book and then you're trying to remember every single detail of that to tell somebody else, or you hear a story on the radio or on a podcast and you're trying to relay that story now to somebody else, it's much more stop and start. Oh, and then this happened, but I think this happened. And oh yeah, there's this part with the, you know, turtles and the sea ship and whatever. So it's not that you're not getting it. It's just that is what the learning process is. So once we accept that, once we go, oh, when I'm learning something, number one, my first step is to intellectually understand it. So if I'm on the ice and I say right forward, inside, three turn, and the person who's skating doesn't really remember what the inside edge feels like, they're going to pause there and go, okay, which foot am I on and which direction am I going? And that looks like from the outside, oh, they don't know what they're doing, but they do. They just are learning. It's a process. So number one, again, this is sort of three steps and I'm really trying to make it simple for everybody to understand here. Step number one, I have to understand what I'm being asked to do and create. Step number two, once I understand it, now I have to translate it into me and my brain telling my body to do what I've now understood. This is an interesting part of the process. And the more complicated the movement, the longer we stay in step two, which is okay. It's part of the learning. Then step three is, okay, now I know what I'm being asked to do or what's being created. I can make my body do it, but can I now do it on demand? Or can I recall that information on my own and put it out into the world, aka go in the middle of the ice and try it by myself, which again does not happen perfectly the first time or the second or the third or the fifth. So it is a really cool process. And when you watch it over a longer period of time, let's say months, you can really see development in this area. But a lot of people aren't patient. They want it to happen yesterday. So really, really, truly, I honestly, from the deepest part of my heart and soul, I do this for a living all day long. I help people learn new movement. And trust me, everybody takes time to learn, not just you. So be kind to yourself during this process. Be kind. All right. Now, there's a whole nother layer to this. And this is your learning style. Your learning style is the way you personally learn. And I know you know this, because we've all had the experience of learning something from somebody and we thought, oh my gosh, that was so fun. That was so easy. I got into it. Wow. And on the other hand, we've all had the opposite experience. Oh my goodness. I just don't get it. I don't know what they're trying to tell me. I don't understand. and it's super frustrating. Now, yes, there are different teachers that click with different people. I totally get that. But one of the things about learning style is once you understand your own personal learning style and what works for you, then you can actively become a different type of learner. So let's delve into this a little bit. This is honestly, you guys, in this 1-2-3-step process, this part of it, the learning style, is part of step one. And if you remember just a few minutes ago, we were talking about it. Step one is how I understand the information that I'm getting. All right. So it's kind of like we're going into step one. And if we were on a computer right now or an iPhone, we would just double click, right? Or press on this little icon that says number one, understand. And underneath, boom, it would pop up and it would have three different sections. And those three sections are watching or visual learner. Number two, doing or a kinesthetic learner. And number three, listening or an audio learner. Now, before we get into this, I know that you may have a section of your brain that says, you know what, Jadine, I actually learn with all three all the time. Absolutely, it's true. I know. We can all learn some things from audio experiences, some things from video, some things from live things, some things from doing things. Got it. But just for a moment, if you slow down and think to yourself, what is my preferred or favorite learning style? So let's just think about this as simply as possible. If you're learning something from somebody, do you prefer to hear them talk about it or to watch them while you're just being sort of passive and observing? Watch them do the thing that they're talking about? Or number three, hey, just let me jump in there and follow you. Okay? So generally, one of these learning styles will be your preferred or your most dominant learning style. Okay? And yes, granted, you may love a little combo. You may love to follow somebody while they talk to you and tell you what to do. You may love to watch them while you're sort of acting it out on the side. In this example of the podcast with choreography and learning movement, you may be like, okay, I want to watch, but I'm also doing it on the side and I'm kind of involved, but I'm not directly following the person. Got it. You may be the kind of person that wants to literally sit down and listen to the teacher explain it. And that's fine too. So why does this matter? Why does it matter what learning style you have? In my experience, you guys, with teaching so many different athletes over so many years around comprehension of their own movement and getting to step two, which is now how do I put it in my own body and repeat this movement, the better you know your learning style, the better off you are. Because then you can ask the choreographer, the dance teacher, the coach, hey, can you please either say that again, show me again, or let me follow you. So it gives you lots of power. Instead of just having to kind of learn whatever way you're being taught, you can actually ask for what you need. And it's really cool. So I'll give you a personal example. For me, for some reason, it's much easier when someone talks something through with me than if I'm just given something and I have to figure it out by reading it or just watch something. It's just the way I learn. And once I figured that out, I realized, oh my goodness, this is really empowering. I can always ask for somebody to respond and say it again and review it again. Or I can ask another question. Do you mean this or do you mean that? And it's helped me so much. So on the flip side, let's say you're a coach and you're listening to this, or you're choreographing lots of new routines and you're getting overwhelmed and frustrated because it's hard to switch hats from one skater to the next. Watching how somebody learns and trying to discover their learning style is going to give you so much joy, because as soon as you kind of unlock that learning style with that skater, it's great because you can teach them in a way that is actually going to give them better results much quicker. So asking a few questions, you know, just even maybe stopping in the process and saying, hey, would you rather follow me? Or would you rather me explain it again? Do you want me to draw this out for you? Do you want me to have you stand still and watch me do it once and then you'll go give it a try? These kinds of things are those discovery questions that lead to, oh my gosh, I figured it out. I know how to learn. And the kids or even young adults, I mean, some of us, we get to our 20s, 30s, we don't even know how we learn. So whoever you're working with can have that breakthrough. And honestly, it is magic. It's so much fun. It's like unlocking that sort of secret weapon of, wow, I can learn. I can get this a lot quicker than I thought I could. So I know that this is sort of that double tap, if we were pretending we're like on a computer, the double tap of number one for understanding. But and to be totally honest, I'm sure I'm going to be talking about this again. I'm super passionate about this subject. This is just a like light overview of it. But I wanted to introduce it today because I was thinking about this. I've been putting together a ton of new pieces of choreography. I'm so grateful that I'm able to do that. And we now have a choreography masterclass where we discover the full range of both learning and movement. And it's an awesome, awesome experience. But even in that setting, in the choreography masterclass, I'm very aware that with 25 students in front of me, they're all skating, but they're all learning differently. They're all seeing it differently. They're all taking in the information and trying to process it in step one, right? Understanding in slightly different ways. And so the tools in my toolkit to help me get those skaters to understand is so valuable and so much fun because it gives people that empowerment and that feeling of, wow, I get to take my learning into my own hands and maybe I can learn choreography a lot quicker or a lot better. So anyway, getting excited. To be honest, anytime I talk about this stuff, I definitely get excited. I know you can hear it in my voice. If you're still listening, I really appreciate it. It was a bit long-winded, but I really wanted to introduce this concept and just get it out there into your thought process. I know it's I'm recording this, it's January, but of course we're heading into the springtime and there's lots of choreography and new programs and even just refining of programs. I find that in today's figure skating world, we're always constantly revising and renewing and refreshing these programs because of the marking system. And I personally love it. I think it's really fun for skaters. It keeps them engaged, keeps the sport interesting. No longer do we have to, you know, sit on a program for 2 years and think, oh yeah, that's my routine, whatever. It's much more in depth now with so many details within the transitions and within the interpretation of music and different playfulness within choreographic sequences and all those fun things for a later podcast, of course. But this is what I want to leave you with. Number one, honestly, whether you're coaching and choreographing or you're skating, please, when you're learning something new or you're teaching something new, it is a process. Be kind to yourself. Be patient. I know it feels like we're sometimes time pressured, but if you're patient in the beginning, it pays off in the end. I'll say it again. If you're patient in the beginning, it pays off in the end. And this is not coming from a preaching place. I have never been a super patient person, but the more I tell myself to slow down and get patient, the better things get. So I'm just really trying to give you guys that insight. Number two, there are the three stages of learning. So you're going to have to find a way to understand it intellectually first, then translate it into your own mind and body. And then the memorization and the refining can start where you can own the movement yourself. And then the third thing I'd like you to take away is the empowerment and the beauty of having an awareness around your own learning style. It is a game changer. It has been one of the most important things in my coaching and in my choreography and in my leadership of masterclasses that I have leaned on again and again to get points across is, how does that person learn? Watching how they learn, doing discovery questions and trying to understand them better. So I really hope this is helpful. Absolutely, please let me know. We have all our social channels are open, Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, and it's all at Skating Success, all together one word. I also have at Skate Dance Move, so don't get confused. That's me as well. But I just like to put as much information as I can together and give it to you guys in a hopefully digestible way. I know I get a little excited, but this is hopefully an easy way to listen to it in the car or listen to it when you're, you know, prepping for skating or something like that, and hope it helps. So thank you so much for listening, and I will See you at the rink.